From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A suicide bomber struck a distribution center for Afghan voters' identification cards Sunday morning in Kabul, killing at least 48 people and wounding more than 100 others.
An attack on voting in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber blew himself up outside a voter registration center in Kabul on Sunday. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which has killed scores of people and wounded many others. According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. An international chemical weapons monitor group says a team of inspectors collected samples Saturday at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a report based on the findings and other information gathered by the team will be drafted after the samples are analyzed by designated laboratories. The group added it will evaluate the situation and consider future steps, including another possible visit to Douma. Several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners to pay their respects Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. First Lady Melania Trump was in the invitation-only service, as were former First Ladies Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. This is VOA News. Days of protest in Nicaragua over a Social Security overhaul have resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. Some rights groups estimate the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, is as high as 25.
Demonstrators have been protesting against planned Social Security reform since last week. Nicaraguan army troops have been deployed around the mayor's office in the capital, Managua, to protect those offices. The violent demonstrations were triggered by the new Social Security measures, which established an increase in contribution and a deduction of 5% from pensions. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
China said Sunday it welcomes the news that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is considering a trip to Beijing to talk about trade. China's Commerce Ministry said in a statement the Chinese side has received information that the U.S. side hopes to come to Beijing to discuss economic and trade issues. China welcomes this. Mnuchin said Saturday he is contemplating a visit to China for discussions on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potentially damaging trade war that could undercut the global economic recovery. Mnuchin said he discussed the possible trip and potential trade opportunities with the new head of China's central bank. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to armed groups in southern Libya to allow humanitarian access to thousands of people displaced by fighting to provide urgently needed relief.
Recent deadly clashes between armed groups in and around the southern Libyan city of Saba have forced an estimated 1,900 families or more than 13,000 people to flee their homes. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mihecic says humanitarian help in this region of Libya is desperately needed.
The displaced Libyan population in the south badly needs adequate shelter and basic household items, including hygiene kits, sleeping mats, mattresses, and kitchen sets. To make matters worse, humanitarian access in this part of Libya has been restricted for weeks, and the situation remains extremely volatile. Many have sought refuge in local schools, hospitals, and other public buildings.
Libya has been riven by division and conflict since the 2011 Arab Spring uprising, which toppled former dictator Muammar Gaddafi.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Each year on April 22nd, many people stop to think about the health of the world environment, and like a New Year's Day for nature, many make Earth Day resolutions that they will treat the world around them more responsibly. This year's Earth Day focuses on getting rid of single-use plastics, promoting alternative materials, recycling, and developing more responsible behaviors concerning the use of plastics. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.